It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. Literally, we're going from the top down, from the White House to the community. Did you check out recently former First Lady Michelle Obama's tweet on gender policy? Well, today we're going to speak straight to the source, Kalisha Figures, Special Assistant to the President for Gender Policy, here to talk about the new strategy, particularly how it pertains to Black women and girls. How are you doing today, Kalisha?
I am doing just great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. So it was so good to see this, identifying the priorities for gender equality, but involving Black women and girls. Can you tell us some of the strategies involved, Kalisha, and what's going to be addressed by the White House?
Absolutely. So we're so thrilled to have released the first ever national strategy on gender equity and equality. And thrilled that it has a deeply intersectional approach. That means we're not just looking at through the lens of advancing gender equity and equality, but how that intersects with racial equity and equality and other forms of equity and equality. And so for Black women, this means looking critically at a number of things. It means looking at the participation of Black women in the labor force. It means looking at disparities that Black women face in pregnancy and childbirth, right, in our maternal health crisis. It means looking at what Black girls experience in schools and in their communities and how they're disproportionately impacted by school discipline and policing. It means looking at gender-based violence and the impact that it has on Black women and girls, right? It really means, especially at this moment, right, as we face a public health crisis, an economic crisis, really looking at the disparities faced at the intersection of race and gender and really charting out a new vision for women and girls, for Black women and girls across this country.
And it's so phenomenal, Kalisha, because like you said, this is the first policy that addresses that. And even including the everyday aspects people may not think about, the violence, improving economic security, all that matters, particularly when it comes to Black women and girls.
Absolutely. And I think one point that we try and make really clear in this strategy, not only how different forms of discrimination and bias overlap and impact Black women and girls, but also how interconnected all of those things are, right? Gender-based violence that you experience, impacts how you're able to show up at work, impacts your labor force participation, right? School discipline disparities impact, economic opportunity, right? And that these policies aren't experienced in silos, right? We don't live one-issued lives. Black women and girls don't live one-issued lives, right? It's really about how these different things intersect and overlap.
And it's really critical, particularly during this time in COVID. So many women have not went back to work, and even more so, people of color who were impacted. We discussed with the White House a couple weeks ago, broadband, how that impacted some students' ability to learn, people to connect with their doctors. Speaking of which, Kalisha, the strategy also includes access to healthcare.
Yep. Enormously important. Access to healthcare, being able to be covered means a lot. It means a lot for things, right? This administration is really focused on thinking about things like maternal health, right? And the disparities that Black women face. And a lot of that has to do with health coverage that they have, access to not only thinking about their physical healthcare, but postpartum care, mental healthcare. I actually just gave birth 2 weeks ago to a beautiful baby girl, and I'm a Black woman, right? So this strategy is not only policy, it's personal to me, right? In thinking about disparities that Black women face.
Yes, from everything from medical bias to dealing with postpartum. Congratulations on your baby, but all that is so real, particularly after having a child. I just congratulate you on that. I would implore anyone who hasn't read it in its entirety, go to whitehouse.gov. You can check it out. The fact sheet, National Strategy on Gender Equity and Equality, and it includes so much that impacts Black women and girls. And we just want to thank you, Kalisha, for filling us in and keeping us up to date with what's going on as far as policy and how it impacts us.
Well, thank you so much. It's going to take all of us to really see this vision through, to really create change in this country. So we appreciate all of you guys tuning in, reading, and being on board with our vision for gender equity and equality.